Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette man charged with arson after July 4th firework explosion. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Gillette man who lost most of his right hand in a 4th of July fireworks explosion is now facing a felony arson charge. According to Cowboy State Daily, court documents filed Friday show 42-year-old Matthew Lynch has been charged with third-degree arson. Police say Lynch was outside the other side bar late July 4th when he tried to light what investigators described as a red mortar shell. The device exploded before he could throw it, causing severe injuries to Lynch and minor injuries to several people nearby. The blast also broke a window and damaged exterior lights in the bar. According to an affidavit, witnesses told police Lynch had talked about throwing the firework into the bar as a joke. Surveillance video reportedly shows him trying to light the device just before it exploded. Lynch has previously apologized publicly for the incident. He is scheduled to make his initial court appearance September 17th. Third-degree arson carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. CCH Emergency Department sees jump in patient satisfaction. Campbell County Health says patient satisfaction with its emergency department has improved significantly this year. According to the Gillette News Record, CCH Executive Director of Experience, Tanya Herm, told the hospital board that surveys collected from January through July show a 91% favorable rating for the ER, up from 81.5% at the end of last year. The percentage of patients rating their experience as very good also climbed to nearly 74%, compared with about 62% in 2025. Hospital officials say some of the biggest gains came in interactions with triage nurses and emergency room doctors. Favorable ratings for physician interactions rose from 79% last year to more than 89% this year. Overall ratings of care also jumped from about 76% favorable to more than 91%. Hospital officials say the improvement follows several years of staffing and provider changes and credit greater stability in the emergency department for helping boost the patient experience. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.